Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. These weeks of Lent, these days of Holy Week beginning on Palm Sunday last night, we've enjoyed a guided tour together as God's people. A guided tour that's brought us to the cross. And in these weeks of Lent, we've heard the expressions of Jesus fulfilling his Father's plan, and all of those ways in which that plan is expressed through the expressions of love, humility, perseverance, things like that, that are of Christ, his character, his righteousness, and then they're in us as well because of Jesus who lives in us. Tonight we're at our final stop. Our tour, you might think, ends tonight. We've reached the destination, and that destination is the cross of our Savior Jesus. Where we stand, hearing these seven words that Jesus speaks, words of completion and of fulfillment, words where we hear forgiveness expressed and where we hear compassion, words where we hear a caring for his mother and his earthly best friend, John, and where we hear him speaking on our behalf as well. We're here at the foot of the cross because this is where the tour, well, it seems like it would end here. For those disciples, then all gathered there on that mount called Calvary, it was done, finished. Jesus was in his death throes. Forgetting what was to come in just a few days, we know the victory, and we long to celebrate that. But first we stop here. First we stop at the cross. We need to. We must. For this is the Father's plan for his Son. The plan was set out thousands of years earlier in a garden, paradise. The place where the Lord walked with those whom he had created in his image and in his likeness, Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve, who had given away that paradise because of their own sinfulness, the lack of obedience, caring for God's word and each other and all of that. And in all of that which the Lord addressed in their fall, he spoke this word of hope. I will put enmity between you and the woman. Now, this is the Lord God speaking to the very enemy that would work in people's hearts to crucify Jesus, that would lead him there in betrayal and denial and scattering in fear. This is the Lord God who is addressing that enemy that thinks this is the end, that he's won. But he's forgotten this word of promise that the Father, God Almighty, would speak concerning his one and only Son that would come. I'll put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. Well, now, here we are, four words, sentences, speakings of Jesus into the striking of his heel. But the crushing of the head still to come. Jesus is that one who is the sacrificial lamb, perfect, holy, whose blood shed for us will pour out like grace flowing over for you and me, that we would be forgiven, that we might not know the striking of our heel by the enemy, but rather the victory in that enemy's head that is crushed. Crushed in the cross of Christ. Jesus sacrificed for our sins once and for all when he offered himself. That Lamb of God, once and for all, crushing our enemy's head that we might claim the victory that is ours. And Jesus' work there on the cross, in the midst of these words that he's speaking, in the midst of his death throes, heel being struck, he sacrifices himself fully. And and freely and completely for you, for me, for the whole world, in fact, and all who know him, then, by faith, they know that grace. We know that grace, do we not? And we know that victory in the one who loves us. The word that we find tonight at the foot of the cross of Jesus and in his working on our behalf is that word of sacrifice. Sacrifice has its root in that very meaning of love. Not an English kind of a word of love definition, but from that word that we understand from our Heavenly Father that's expressed in his Son, agape kind of love, selfless kind of love that is sacrificial. That's what we know here in Jesus, in his sacrifice. We know the full and complete expression of a Father who loves us and wants us in his presence as his children unto eternity. Agape. Sacrifice. A life given. And as we'll celebrate in just a few days, a life raised from the dead gives meaning to you and me in our lives these days. Paul would write to the Philippians saying, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Our life is found in him who has given himself in sacrifice. And in sacrifice, in sacrificial living, well, that's gain for us. Or as Paul would say to the Romans, "Present your bodies then as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. This is your spiritual worship," or your spiritual act of worship. Lives that reflect Jesus. Lives of sacrifice. Lives of a Father's love for you and me. Celebrated tonight on Calvary. And in just a little while, at the empty tomb.